Hey everybody, this is Pastor James and welcome back to our midweek Bible study. It is Thanksgiving week and we're going to take a break from Matthew on this week alone. And we're going to focus on a passage of what it means to give thanks today. And as I read this passage to you, I'm going to read a sentence and it's basically the first half of each verse. Then I want each of you that is listening to repeat with me, His faithful love endures forever. And we will do this for all 26 verses of Psalm 136. And so I invite you to do this with me today as you're reading. We're going to read Psalm 136, all 26 verses right here together. But every time I leave with a sentence, you have to repeat, His faithful love endures forever. So let's read this together and let's give God some praise today. In verse 1 it says, Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. And everybody says, His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His faithful love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He acted with a strong hand and a powerful arm. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. He led Israel safely through. His faithful love endures forever. But He hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who led His people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who struck down mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites. His faithful love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan. His faithful love endures forever. God gave the land of these kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures forever. A special possession to His servant Israel. His faithful love endures forever. He remembered us in our weakness. His faithful love endures forever. He saved us from our enemies. His faithful love endures forever. He gives food to every living thing. His faithful love endures forever. And give thanks to the God of heaven. His faithful love endures forever. Okay, guys, thanks for reading that with me. Now let's talk about this chapter really quick as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving this week. I'm not going to keep you long. I know most of you are probably really busy getting ready to have people over or getting ready to cook or getting ready to go somewhere. So this sentence, His faithful love endures forever, is repeated in many other portions of the Old Testament. You can find it in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7, verse 34, and verse 41, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13, chapter 7, verse 3, chapter 7, verse 6, chapter 20, verse 21, Jeremiah 33, verses 10 to 11, and Ezra chapter 3, verse 11. Scholars believe that it would have been something that was used as the people of Israel assembled together in order to worship the Lord as one in unity. This is an easy phrase that would have been quite simple to catch on to quickly. And as one of the priests would lead in the reading of these things, like one of these psalms, the people could repeat this phrase quite easily after each statement, which symbolized them amening or agreeing with what was being said. Basically, what I ask you to do to repeat His faithful love endures forever would have been a model of what the people of Israel would have experienced during this time in their worship of the Lord. So a sentence would have been read. It would have given you reason to say God's love endures forever. And as a result, everyone together would say His faithful love endures forever. So this psalm, Psalm 136, has been called the Great Hallel. And if you translate Hallel, it's actually kind of the root word of Hallelujah. And so if you translate Great Hallel into English, it's talking about the great psalm of praise. And even though it doesn't use the word hallelujah, it still allows for a multitude of people to praise God for his faithful love and mercy. And that's really what the whole chapter is focusing on. It's focusing on giving God credit and worship. It's focused on giving God thanks for what he's done. And it gives the people, a great number of people, the ability to do that together in unity. So I just want to let you know that for the background information. But let's break down this chapter really quick and just kind of look at what it's going through as David, the author of the psalm, is writing this and what he's trying to communicate to anyone who's going to read this from now on. So first of all, it acknowledges that God is good. And this is at the very base and fundamental understanding of who and what God is. Who is God? He is good. What is God? He is good. It is a very intricate, important part of who God is. God is good, and therefore we should give thanks by saying his faithful love endures forever. Verses 2 and 3 says he is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. And so it's important to understand that God is greater than any god of any nation that could be named in comparison to him. He is also greater than any person in authority from any nation that could be named. Therefore, he is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. He is over every man. He is over every other god. There's no one or nothing that is above him. And so, in verse 4, it talks about he is the only one that does mighty miracles. And having faith that God is the one that can do the great work in your life and only him is really vital in your relationship with him. It's vital to your faith in Christ and in God. And when you look at this chapter, the rest of this chapter is going to be giving instances of all the great miracles that God has done both in the past and leading up to present time. So let's go through those together. When you look at verses 5 through 9, it begins talking about the incredible foresight and design by God to create the heavens and the earth and everything in them that allows us to sustain life. God is responsible for all of it, and therefore everyone can say his faithful love endures forever. In verses 10 through 15, this is a recount of all the mighty miracles that God did among the people of Israel as he led them out of Egypt. All those wonderful works that were done to save Israel was something that God was still capable of doing. And so they give him credit for this, and they remind them of this, and therefore his faithful love endures forever. So when you look at verses 16 through 22, this refers to the wilderness and the deliverance of the people going into the promised land and the conquest of conquering all those kings and kingdoms. When you look at this, God sustaining his people, over 2 million people traveling for over 40 years through a desert where there's no food, there's no water, there's no clothing, there's nothing that they can get their hands on to replace their personal items. Yet God fed them, he watered them, and he did not even allow their shoes to wear out as they were walking for 40 years. That is miraculous. Then you look at the conquest of the kings and the kingdoms in the promised land. That would have been a significant miracle because the people of Israel had been slaves for generations. They were not military people. Most of them had never been in a combat situation in their life, but God used them and worked miracles out before them. I mean, just the concept of the whole walls of Jericho and how they came tumbling down, and the people of Israel did not have to lay siege on that town, but God brought the walls down through his mighty power. God is the God of miracles. He's the one who's able to sustain and do all this stuff. And he's the one who led them through the wilderness, let them conquer the promised land. Then you look at verses 23 through 25. And these verses are a reference to the people of Israel from the days of the judges up into the present time that the psalm is being written. And so when you look, you have to understand that the people had been guilty of sin at various times in their life. they had fell prey to their enemies because of their sins, and they had famines, and the Lord punished them by not sending rain, not allowing crops to grow, and things like that because of their sins. But God had mercy in their weakness. He always rescued them from their enemies, and He always provided for them, even when it didn't seem to be possible to be provided for. And so God is taking care of them. He's providing for them in spite of their sinfulness and weakness. And when you look at verse 26, this is very much a concluding verse for this chapter. It calls the readers once again to give thanks because of all that God has done. He is faithful, and His faithful love endures forever. So as we close out today, I simply want to ask you guys, what are you thankful for? I mean, it's Thanksgiving week. That's pretty fair to ask that question. What are you thankful for? And I want to challenge you with this. Perhaps it would be great if you just sat down sometime, maybe even Thanksgiving night. I know you're busy and you're going to be prepping and getting ready for all this stuff, but maybe on Thursday night after you've had Thanksgiving dinners and maybe suppers and all that stuff, if you'll just sit down and you will write down 15 things. I mean, right here we just read 26 things that of reasons why the people of Israel should give thanks to the Lord and why His faithful love endures forever. Come up with at least 15 things in your own personal life that you can write down and be thankful for. And after each one of those items that you write down, after each 15 things that you write down, also write down and proclaim that God's faithful love endures forever. And after you write these 15 things out, and after you write down His faithful love endures forever 15 times, I challenge you to read it out loud. I think it's very fair to say that God deserves that recognition in our life today. He deserves it from us, His servants, because this is a time of giving thanks to the Lord. Especially as we're focused on Thanksgiving this week, I think it's very fair to say that it's time for us to give some thanksgiving to the Lord for all that He's done for us. Okay? Let me pray for you and I'll let you go. Father, thank You so much for everything You bless us with. Thank You for this week. Thank You for what it means. Thank You for the great times we're going to have. God, I pray for our people who have lost loved ones lately, who may be struggling with different stuff as this time is rolling around. This may not be quite as enjoyable as years in the past. But God, I pray that You would work and move, and that You would be present in our lives. And God, You would help us to be thankful because Your faithful love endures forever. We love You and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in for another week. We love you. We're praying for you. Happy Thanksgiving. If you can't make it to our campus for our services on Sunday morning, catch us on Facebook, YouTube, and as always, we'll be on podcast. We love you. We're praying for you. Happy Thanksgiving.